Alrighty, alrighty. And here we go into 2019 as we turn the calendar page to January. That means one thing. Either right off the bat or next week, it's the Lake Region Roundup. And it happens to be next week. Ramsey County Extension Agent Bill Hodes joins us now. Hey, Bill, I bet you're getting everything all lined up over there at the center.
I tell you what, Mick, we're working on it. You know, there's not a day goes by for the couple weeks prior to wondering what we're forgetting. So we'll see what happens, but I think we've got it ready to rumble.
Excellent. You have so many topics to cover that people are just going to have to figure out which ones they want to go to.
Yeah, you know, actually over the years we've had some people talk about that, wishing that we didn't have quite so much. That way they could get to more. So with that being said, what we try to do is we try to get a wide variety of topics because obviously some aren't interested in some. And then if we think there's a hot one, we'll duplicate it that day sometime. So it gives everybody an opportunity to try to get to that particular session if they like.
Yeah. Not everyone grows canola. Not everybody raises livestock.
You got that right.
Yeah.
You know, one of the hot topics here just about every year is edible beans. And that room is always full. So we try to duplicate that one somewhere throughout the day. But with so many topics this year, we didn't do that. So we'll see how it goes.
Now, Daryl Richardson's always kind of a perennial favorite there. His room is always packed when he's doing a weather presentation.
Yep, but we don't have him this year. Something happened that he messed up in his book days. We messed up in ours, so he won't be there. In fact, we won't have nobody with weather this year.
Oh.
But we've got some good people to fill in, so we'll be okay.
Okay, all right. Let's see. And I knew that, too, so... let's see. Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, weeds, Palmer amaranth, and you guys are even getting water hemp up there now.
Yeah, you know, water hemp actually showed up here, I don't know, 2-3 years ago in our area, probably more to the east of us than here, but a lot of farmers just don't understand the identification of the different pigweeds. And because there's so many, to include red root and powell and water hemp and Palmer amaranth, you know, they all have similarities, but they all have distinct differences. So that is going to be some hot topics for this year's Roundup, as well as how do we help control some of these weeds, identification of them, better understanding of what they can and what they can do to your production practices and what we can do to try to help eliminate some of that worry. We got to keep in mind, though, with these weeds that are coming, we'll never be able to eliminate them because there's too many areas that we don't manage, like road ditches, tree belts, all those kinds of things. So, yeah, there'll be some interesting topics there. They're going to talk about pre-emerge stuff to help control them. And keep in mind, too, it's just not the red root or the pigweeds. I'm sorry, not red root, but pigweeds in general. You know, we got kochia, we got lamb's quarter, we got wild oats, pigeon grass that are showing some resistance. So there's going to be a lot of discussion about how we can help manage some of the weed problems that we're facing.
You know, way back when, and yes, we're talking 60 years ago, my job, we never had pigs on the farm. I think there were pigs on that, but we always had pigweeds around the farmstead, and my job was to pull them. Man, I just hated doing that.
Yep. And honestly, you know, right now with the establishment of water hemp and Palmer amaranth, if you happen to see, and once you get it identified, so you know what to look for. Once you see it, and we get escapes, that's what's going to need to be done, and we're going to end up with a really, really bad mess around the country. So that could still come back into play, going out and picking a few.
Going to put you on the spot here, Bill. How come you? Why do we call them pigweeds?
You know, I think because of the many, many years ago, I don't know the exact definition, but if we do look at the livestock part of it and pigs, typically they rooted up most of the things that they were around and started them weeds, and the tall ones grew, thus the name of the pigweed.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense that they kind of disturbed the soil.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, hey, there's a lot of things in life where we just kind of, you know, keep talking about it and never think about it, so... Odds are what you just said is the truth. If nothing, it's not an old wives' tale, it's an old husband's tale then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What are some of the other topics at Lake Region Roundup next week?
Okay. We do have Elaine Praise coming from Boisvert, Manitoba to talk about transition. And, of course, when we talk about transition, you know, typically somebody in the family is always saying, well, that's not fair. We hear that a lot, not only in the coffee talk, but also in some of the real life things that come along. So her topic for this year will be transition and what is fair or fairness. So we're looking forward to that the first day. We do have Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Consulting, talking the second day on the markets. Frayne Olson is going to be talking some on markets. Brian Parman is going to be talking on the tariffs and some of the things that happen with the tariffs. And I think people would be really interested to hear what he's got to say, because what we hear from local and state and fed and national media and what he will tell us, some of that is not the same. So that would be an interesting thing. And of course, the normal, we talk about compaction, soil health. We're going to add in some apple stuff this year, apple trees and how to grow them. We got a vine to wine class coming too as well, or I shouldn't say class, a session. And then just the normal kinds of things. We got a lot of, again, talking about the new tax bill coming up, and I'm hoping that somebody will address maybe part of the new farm bill that just got passed. So, and then added a couple of sessions in there on bull selection and feeding concerns because of some of the feed sources. So we got a full round. We included sunflowers this year. I got a session on peas and durum because some of those things, because of the marketplace, we're not sure what people are going to grow. So we tried to get everything covered this year that we could.
Man, I guess you've got the whole gamut covered. So the location to be next week is?
Yep. 2019 Lake Region Extension Roundup will be at the Memorial Building. It's right adjacent to the courthouse. It's on, you got me on the spot here.
It's
4th Avenue.
It's north of downtown there.
Yeah. Anyway, it's right adjoining to the courthouse. It's free to the public. We serve breakfasts, breaks, dinners, all sponsored. So come and sit in the sessions and please enjoy the food that goes along with it. And most importantly, join all the booths that are around. We do have some fun drawings this year as well to create some more interest in the basement. Lake Region State College Precision Ag is going to have a booth. We're going to have a box there that will, if you sign up and to get you downstairs, will get you eligible for 5 really good door prizes that we've rounded up. And just, I hope everybody comes. The weather looks good, so we're hoping we'll see you next week.
Yeah, weather is not going to be a problem getting up there next week. Again, it's Tuesday and Wednesday, January 8th and 9th.
That's correct.
All right. And do they have that construction done, that underpass there on Highway 20?
It's all done.
Oh,
all
good.
Completed.
That was a pain.
Yep.
So I'm glad that's over
with.
All righty. Super. All right. Well, Bill, rest up, and we'll see you next Tuesday, Wednesday, Lake Region Roundup up there in Devil's Lake. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mick.
Yep. Talk to you later.